Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
A lot of us are freezing our tails off, especially this week. Well, we want to help you out, Kid Nation, with the winter warm-up starting next Monday. So on Monday. And for the entire month of February, we're going to give away trips for two to Florida with the Kid Nation Winter Warm-Up. All you have to do is listen every weekday morning at 7:40 Central to win. We'll give you all the details on Monday as well on what you're going to be doing.
All right.
But it's really simple. Easy breezy. You'll be on your way out there. And you can find your moment of sunshine at visitflorida.com. One of Jenna's favorite places. Which leads us into Jenna's.
Yes, I love Florida.
I know, we all go there.
I do love Florida. I'm glad you brought up Florida, though. So I'm going to let y'all kick this off by trying out my snack. Because it is made in Florida.
Oh.
I went to a party last weekend where I got to try this. JC, I want to describe to you sriracha lime popcorn.
Mm. Is this what I'm eating?
No, nope, already ate that one. Sorry. Sea salt, caramel, bourbon, chocolate, cherry popcorn.
Mm.
Sounds like a lot of flavors.
Yeah.
This one is banana cream pie. Pass it around. There's little Nilla wafers coated as well. This is the best gourmet popcorn I've ever had, and it comes from a company in Florida called brownbagpopcornco.com. That's the website.
It comes in brown bags.
There's a couple. When I Googled
there's wafers.
Unfortunately, the Nilla wafers, pieces of banana, and, you know, if you like banana cream pie, that's this flavor. I can't stop eating it, so I would like y'all to eat it, please. Thank you. The sriracha lime's delicious as well. All the flavors are good. It's the best gourmet I've had. Probably not very fittish. But anyway, you can go to the website and...
When you splurge.
I'm telling you, I think it's like a coming soon situation. So, you on a diet?
I'm sorry.
I was just saying.
I'm sorry.
What else?
Nothing. I ain't gonna say it again.
I wasn't like making a big deal about it.
Eat it all. Thank you. What do you think about it?
It's good.
It's really good.
Really good, Jenna.
Yeah. Kelly's not trying it.
She's trying to be strong.
Oh, no,
it's
I see.
So
you're
good.
Eating really healthy right now. Yeah.
Very okay. good. Yeah. It's very different. So I've never tasted anything like it.
Yeah, isn't it so good?
The banana and the wafers.
Yeah.
Want some, Kel?
Brown Bag Popcorn Co. .com. There's a couple. Brown bag popcorn is not, you know, you look it up, you're going to get a bunch of recipes for how to make popcorn in a brown bag. That's not
it. To be confused with brown bag wine.
Yeah. And move on over, brown bag turkey.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, we're doing king of brown bags?
That's about all I have.
All right, while you're snacking, let's do a song. Khalid. Yep. You know Khalid, of course. This is not a Khalid song I'm going to play you, but Khalid was seen dancing to this particular song on his Instagram account, and this is an artist who... he hardly has any music out, right? He hadn't even put any music out. He's like a 22-year-old guy from Florida, also from Florida.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Not a Florida
the theme
today. Yeah. But he, there was a record war, bidding war over him, and he finally signed with Columbia Records, which they say is really unheard of when someone doesn't even have any music out yet and that people are already bidding over him. But he gives me a little 21 Pilots vibe. Rock, leans rock, but anyway, his name's Dominic Fike. This song is called Three Nights.
Three nights at the motel, under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want, when you want, if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. Three nights at the motel, under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want, when you want, if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. Feel like the least of all your problems. You can't reach me if you wanna stay up tonight. Stay up at night. My green lights in your body language. Seems like you could use a little company from me.
Love this vibe.
Love this vibe. He has other great songs. He only has an EP out. Getting tons of plays, obviously. You look him up, and there's articles on Rolling Stone, all of this. A bunch of celebrities are into him.
Super young-looking dude. He's got the cool face tattoo.
Young looking.
Yep. Pulls it off.
He has an apple tattoo where a teardrop would be on his face. Yeah, I don't know. Very, very interesting, right? I like him. Other good songs. Again, his name's Dominic with no K on the end. Dominic with a C. Fike.
Yeah. Got it.
I like that dude.
All right. I showed Kelly this Instagram yesterday. It got me so inspired that you guys would be so proud of me. I made my pantry totally organized with spinning racks and compartments and did my makeup area because I started following the home edit. I don't know if you guys aren't. Yeah, I know you're not going to care about this. Don't let Kenzie find this.
She's gonna
hop on over to the Container Store real quick and get some stuff. But the home edit's so cool. They're an organization company. Uh-huh. I mean, they have 900,000 followers, but their photos, you scroll through, it makes you just want to go get into a drawer and organize it. Huh. Really great tips on how to do it. You could probably get carried away. I didn't get too carried away, but I'm so proud of myself. I organized my whole pantry yesterday. Not crazy,
like the Marie Kondo method too. Kind of a combination of different ideas.
Just visually stunning images on how to organize different areas of your home. They did Khloe Kardashian's. They call her, you know, Khloe CD because she's incredibly organized, which is easy when you have someone to help you. But they've done Reese Witherspoon and they've done Mandy Moore. They've done a lot of celebrity pantries and things like that. But they post videos with the celebrity showing how they did it and revealing it to them. And then a bunch of really simple ways to organize. I love it. It inspired me. And, you know, I don't even care to be that organized. You guys would be shocked if you saw my place, how clean and organized I am these days.
Wow.
But yeah, the home edit, very inspiring. I love it. That brings me to an app that I love. You know how you take all these photos on your phone, maybe photos of your kids, and it will take live photos. And the only way you can kind of see the live action is when you press your thumb down and hold on to it. And you're like, well, this is so cute, or I like this part of it. So there's an app called Lively. It's a free app. You have to pay if you want to remove the watermark, but it turns all of those into GIFs. So if Kaysen's doing something really funny and you want it to be a moving image, the ones with kids are really cute, of course, but you can change the speed, you can reverse it. So you're basically making your own GIF from one of your live photos very easily. I mean, it's very user friendly. It's called Lively.
Yeah,
it's fun to play with because we have so many live photos and you kind of click them in. I already showed you in Instagram stories that's easy to do. If you swipe down, when you do a story and you put a photo in there, it's a live photo.
Like a boomerang.
Hold
almost.
It down and it turns it into kind of a slow-mo looking boomerang. But yeah, this is a way to actually easily do it. They have a couple different modes you can do and then you can save it back to your phone.
That one's free?
It's free unless you want to pay for
upgrades.
You know, all those apps are free until.
Yeah.
Free until you want to do a cool feature or a border or take the watermark off.
Right.
Free until, but, you know, no big deal.
Still worth it.
Really great with kids, especially, because I know you feel like you try and take good photos of them, but it's their tongue's out or something.
Eyes are closed.
Yeah, but this makes it cute.
They're not looking at the camera.
Cool. That's it. Those are the things I like this week.
All right. Jenna got brown bag popcorn, gourmet popcorn.
Gourmet.
Yes. Dominic Fike is the artist she's really into. Got a cool sound, a cool vibe going on. The home edit. If you want to get all organized at home, go check out that Instagram page. And Lively, if you want to make some cool gifts or boomerang type deals with your live pictures. That's Jenna's That's What I Like. She'll be back again next week with another one.
Cool.
And it's time for you, Kid Nation, to tell us why are you feeling good. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
It's Friday. We know that makes you feel good. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we're going to get your stories, Kid Nation, why you're smiling, what went down this week, or what are you looking forward to in the weekend or in the upcoming weeks that's making you smile. And also, one of the nicest little doggy adoptions that I've ever heard of.
Okay.
It was weird the way it took place, but it'll make you go, aww. We'll give you that doggy adoption story next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good. And that shit make you
feel good. We want to feel good, Kid Nation. And you can do that by giving us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We call this Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
Why? Because your story should make us feel good. And everyone listening, we want a smile going into the weekend. So anything that went down over the week or you're looking forward to this weekend, maybe even next week, something that's happening in your life soon, anything that makes a smile we want to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told you I had possibly the weirdest yet cutest dog adoption story ever because...
Yes.
This 43-year-old woman in Thailand was 7 miles into a marathon last week. And she saw runners in front of her avoiding something on the road. Turned out to be a puppy. They were in the middle of nowhere and there weren't any houses or other dogs around. So she knew the puppy was either very lost or abandoned. So instead of just running around the dog like everyone else did, she scooped him up and then kept running the marathon. And carried the puppy for the last 19 miles.
Aww.
Wow. Now, this is a tiny puppy, but like about 2 to 3 pounds. But even that, 19
still,
miles.
Yeah.
Man, when you're running like that,
it'll feel heavy after a while.
It feels like you need your arms.
Do arm circles, you know, just with your arm weight. That gets heavy, and that's just your arm, right?
Yeah.
She said she made the marathon twice as hard carrying the puppy.
I bet.
But the puppy was just too cute to leave behind, so she tried to track down the owner later on. No one ever came forward. So she took him to a vet, got him vaccinated, and adopted him.
Aww.
She named him Chambueng.
What?
Chambueng.
Which is the name of the area the marathon was held.
Okay.
Chambueng.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
So that's the sweetest dog adoption story I've heard of. In about 40 minutes, we'll give you one that might not be as sweet.
Oh, the opposite of sweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, in addition.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll hook you up with what's going on here at the office soon.
At the office?
Maybe.
Uh-oh, is it you?
What? The 40 minutes away, Kelly. 40 minutes away. From the text.
Mm-hmm.
Ray out in Odessa wrote us and said, I feel good because I made the decision last year to get my CDL. 1 year later, I enjoy trucking and how it's improved my family life.
It's the second CDL.
Yeah, in 1 week.
Yeah, in 1 week.
Shout out Permian Basin.
That sounds like a great job just because you get to be out there.
I tell you, I used to
drive a big old truck. You make children's days when
they blow the horn.
When they ask you to blow the horn. I remember as a kid.
Pumping that arm.
They would blow it that. My day was made.
Yeah.
You just pull over and take a nap.
Right?
Yeah.
Up top.
Pull over, take a nap. You're out there just you, and then you still get to go home to your family. Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. So what you got going on?
So I'm leaving today on a road trip to Galveston with my daughter and my friend to see her compete tomorrow for her gymnastics competition.
Wow.
And then I'm taking a plane out from Houston to Atlanta, and I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Whoa. Talk about what a weekend.
Yeah.
So do you have tickets, or are you just going for the parties?
No, we have tickets.
You go, girl.
How do you get tickets? Because that's what we were talking about this just the other day, how impossible it is to get tickets because they're all bought up by corporations.
Yeah, so my husband actually works for one of those companies, and he's hosting a partner trip.
Oh.
And I'm the wife, so I get to go.
Awesome. That is awesome. Now, you're not a fan of the teams. You're just getting to go just because it's a Super Bowl?
Right. I'm getting to go and get to see Maroon 5 and Travis Scott and beautiful party and the NFL experience and all that stuff.
That's great.
Who's super playing? Excited.
Do you know who's playing? I'm just asking.
Yes, I know who's playing.
Okay.
She knew who the halftime was.
Rams.
You know? Okay, all right.
Well, Valerie knows what's going on.
All right.
Have fun, Valerie.
Yeah, that sounds like a ball.
Football, so, yes. Super excited. And glad to talk to you guys. I've never gotten through before, so that's pretty cool.
Same.
Have fun. Yeah, have fun.
Valerie, going to the Super Bowl. Congratulations. From the text, I feel good because I just drank a case of Red Bull to get through the 3 performances of Pinkalicious I have to do today. Hashtag opening day.
Did they say a case of Red Bull?
Yep. Pinkalicious.
Hopefully they're exaggerating.
Hopefully, they're talking about a 4-pack.
I forgot Pinkalicious is on tour. My daughter loves that show right now. Pinkalicious. Naima Kelly's probably too old for that.
Is that right? Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
It's a book of a girl that loves pink.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Basically, that's it right there.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I haven't watched it.
Everything's in a nutshell. I mean, Winnie the Pooh's a story about a bear.
Yeah.
It's a little story about a girl that likes pink.
Then there's another girl she likes watching, a little cartoon of this girl that wants to be French. I forgot the name of it, though.
The girl wants to be French?
Yeah, she wants to be French, so everything's French.
It's not Madeline.
That's not Madeline. I forgot the name. But Dora. I actually like that one.
Dora the Explorer?
It's not Dora. Dora the Explorer. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What you got going on?
Today is Wear Red Day in honor of heart disease, past, present, and future. And our 7-year-old triplet was actually born with heart disease. And her first heart surgery was within the first month of her life. And now she's a survivor because of her pacemaker.
Wow. All right.
Today is National Red.
Wear Red Day.
Wear Red Day. I forgot about it. So when I get home, I will change it to something red, Jamie, just for you and your daughter.
And do it in honor of Lauren.
In honor of Lauren?
All right.
You got it.
In honor of Lauren. That's your daughter?
Thank you. Yeah. She's triplet. She was born 2 pounds, 2 ounces.
Wow.
So she was She had a rough start from the get-go.
Wow.
But now she's thriving, and she's in first grade now.
Aw. Good deal. Congratulations, Jamie. I bet you're so proud. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us. And wear that red proud today. Speaking of that, from the text, I was born premature, and because of that, I had heart defects that over the years got better after an appointment with a cardiologist this week. I was blessed with the news that I no longer have any issues with my heart after 20 years.
That's
fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
Back-to-back heart stories.
Yeah. Well, I saw that one on the
text.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Let's go with it.
All about hearts and CDLs, Kelly.
Hi, Megan.
Yes.
Hi.
Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. I'm glad I got through. I've been listening to you guys for so long, and I'm just so glad I get to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
And what's going on in your life that's making you smile?
Okay, so me and my husband, we've been together for about 10 years and married for 3. So for about that 3 years, we've been trying to have kids. Whatever happened, I mean, it just never happened. And I actually... about a year ago had a false positive. So we were all excited, and it turns out we went to the doctor and it was a false positive.
Aww.
So I've noticed that my dog, my little Yorkie, she's my baby, she's been super protective of me for the past 2 weeks. She won't let any other dogs get near me.
Yeah.
And I read that female dogs often sense when their owners are pregnant. So I go ahead and I take a home pregnancy test, and it's positive. So I'm like, okay, I've been here before. I go to the doctor, and I get the blood test done, and it turns out that I am pregnant.
Yay!
So I'm going to... I go in for my ultrasound today to get the pictures made, because last time I showed my husband the pregnancy test, it was a false positive.
Yeah.
So this time I want to make sure,
right,
you know, that he knows that it's not a false positive.
You're going to show the picture of the actual baby. That's a cool story, man.
Yeah.
And take the dog with you, too.
Yeah, take the puppy with you. Thank you for sharing, Megan. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
Absolutely.
Great news. Wow. Dogs are cool, man.
They're, dogs are incredible.
They know.
Those dogs that can sense when someone's getting ready to have a seizure, that
right?
Fascinates
Crazy.
Me.
Yeah.
Fascinates me how they know.
We got Emily on the phone. Emily's trying to improve her life. That's a feel-good Friday for her. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hey.
Why are you feeling good this morning?
I finally worked up the courage last night to go to my first AA meeting.
Aw, good.
Yeah, good for you, girl.
How was it?
It was good, actually. There were not a lot of people there. It made it a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Any tears shed? Because I know those could be very emotional meetings.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I just started facing this problem about a month ago. So it's very new.
Well, good luck, Emily, with your journey. We'll
we wish you luck,
you.
And you stay strong, okay?
Thank you.
One day at a time, right?
And thanks for sharing, Emily, because maybe somebody listening this morning is...
struggling with that.
Struggling with that, and maybe you'll give them the courage to go
push.
Out there. A little push. That's all we need sometimes.
Yep.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Well, I wish I was you right now. What happened?
Well, I went and bought a $2 crossword, and I scratched it off and had 10 words for $20,000.
Wow.
Whoa. It happens to people.
Girl.
It was a crossword one. You know, people are, which one was
it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. What are you going to buy?
Well, I want to get my daughter a new computer. She's in college right now.
Okay.
Get in there.
And I don't know what else.
Yeah. You're going to save it. If you don't know what else, just save that bad boy right there. Congrats, man. $20,000 off a scratch off.
That's greatness.
Really cool.
Yeah. Oh,
we got an early V-Day.
Oh, okay.
Feel Good Friday here. Hi, Sophia.
Oh, my gosh. That's me. Hi.
That is you. So, what's going on?
So my boyfriend actually surprised me with a early Valentine's Day gift to Paris. We leave the 13th, but by the time we get there, it's already going to be Valentine's Day.
Yay.
So I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
That is cool, nice Sophia.
It's a nice boyfriend.
I'm so surprised. I know. He's kind of like the best now. I can't leave him or anything. I'm going to keep him for a little party.
You can't leave him for at least 2 weeks.
Get your nails did before you go out there.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Go with the manicure.
Just in case.
Your nails did before you go on that trip.
Anytime you've been dating someone a while, you better get a manicure before you go out of town.
Regardless, that's what happens. Yeah. You guys have fun, Sophia.
Thank you so much. Oh, I love you guys. I've been listening forever. Thank you.
Love you too. Have a fun trip. And that little, the French cartoon girl. Fancy Nancy is the name of
Fancy Nancy. I was trying to think of the name too. That curly headed, red haired girl.
Fancy Nancy. There it is.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I think I found my next favorite videos to watch.
It's so funny what you look at as opposed to what I'm looking at.
What were you looking at?
I'm looking at an elephant nature reserve that I would like to visit.
So Jenna and I have different styles because my wife and I really like those zip popping videos.
Yeah.
Dr. Pimple Popper and all that stuff. So I found impacted wax videos.
Oh my gosh. He's watching earwax come out.
It feels good to watch.
It hurts my ear.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, you know when you get the Q-tip in there and you get a nice one? And you're like, damn. And it just pulls just right. And you're like, oh, man, my ear feels dope right now. That's what this video made me feel like. Oh man, I just want to do that.
What is it? It's like they pour some stuff in your ear and you hold your head over.
No, it's something different. So this one was like a professional. They had a camera and they stuck the little camera in your ear hole with this little metal hook. And then they just slowly start breaking it up.
At home.
And then they pull it out. And it just feels nice.
How does that person with that much compacted wax even hear?
Exactly. Yeah. You could probably feel your hearing getting better as they're pulling these clumps out. Oh, man, it looks so cool. And it felt good to me.
Want to do it?
I would love to do it. What if I might have impacted wax.
Get that person to come up here and do it for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people nearby that do that as well.
Do it on the show.
Yeah.
Because this person I don't think lives here.
No, okay. A professional.
Yeah. I don't know if but I would love to do that. See how much I got in there. Weigh it.
Should we have a competition?
Yeah, we can have a competition if you guys are down.
Who's got the most earwax?
Impacted wax competition. It's just so soothing to me. I don't know what it is.
Not letting any of y'all stick something in that hole.
Yeah.
Just a professional.
A professional, Jenna, yeah. They'll have the little camera and they'll be able to get in there and see what's going on.
Mm-mm.
And boom.
Not after my rupture.
Get it all out. We'll get the best of the best.
You want to do it, Kelly?
What?
You want to do it?
Would you be down?
I'm out.
Yeah?
I like to get a good
clean. You'd be down, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you need to do, you know?
You got
to
clean your ears.
Actually, you're not really supposed to be digging in there all the time. That's what the ear doctor told me.
Yeah, they say the Q-tips are bad for your ear because it pushes it in there.
Well, you just got to be very careful
outside. But I like to go in there.
You can't let that wax build up. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I like to go get in there.
Melt it?
It protects your ear canal.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's the one time I feel like a puppy where it makes my leg kick. When I have some in my ear, the Q-tip, it just makes my leg kick.
It's like a laser would be hot, and you could point a laser up in there and melt it, and it drip out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Anyway,
sorry, it's kind of nasty.
Well, that was so soothing to me.
I'd rather look at my elephants.
Yeah. So yesterday, part-time Justin, stopped by my house.
I did. It was so sweet.
Your videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife went all out for Justin.
They were on it. Yeah.
She cooked a gourmet Mexican feast.
It was. They were like enchiladas, but what are they called?
Frijoladas. Yeah.
That's my favorite dish.
And it's like enchiladas, but with a bean sauce on top.
Yeah.
It's a bean sauce, and you stuff the. They're supposed to be corn tortillas. Mm-hmm. You fry them lightly. You put some chicken in there. My wife did. Mm. Justin said he wanted steak, so she went and got some meat and put steak in it. So we had steak.
That whole 30 tummy feeling?
Oh, we're all good. Healthy, bad,
iron
stomach right now.
Yeah.
Not sick at all.
Good.
We went organic on it, so we had healthy stuff.
Yeah.
So it wasn't processed. So she went all organic on it.
And Jenna, you'd be proud of me. I didn't show up empty-handed. I brought rattlesnake bites, which is jalapeno stuffed with cream cheese wrapped in bacon.
You made those?
Yes,
I did.
They were delicious.
Those looked so good. I thought Kinsey made them.
No, that was Justin.
And I showed up with a bottle of wine.
What? Yeah. Knew you?
Yeah,
I know.
He showed up with wine.
Growing up.
I don't know if I'm going to eat Justin's food. He doesn't cover his mouth when he sneezes.
That's true. Dude. You're going to, it'll kill everything.
Thanks for coming for me, Big Al.
It does not.
Yeah. You got to wash your hands before you cook.
Of course it kills everything. We put it in the oven.
What if you have to sneeze uncontrollably while mid-prep?
Yeah. As long as he doesn't
sneeze all over the food.
You snooze on the floor.
Yeah. No, we put them in the oven to make sure.
Yeah, sneeze on the floor and then continue cooking.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, I'm not sick, so everything's all good and all right. Yeah, delicious.
They right. were delicious.
My kids were slightly in school. They were slightly annoying.
They kept on asking me to smell their feet. Triple double dog daring me.
Gross.
They just get so hyper when people come to visit. They act like nobody ever comes over.
Kelly, Chloe threw a fit because she wanted a third cookie. It was cute. She like threw herself on the floor, started screaming.
Yeah. Justin had to witness me, witness my fathering.
And then we played Mario Party.
Uh-huh.
And JC beat me.
But I was close.
That sounds like a fun night.
It was a really fun night.
I know, and it was really cool to watch how JC and his family just chill, eat dinner, the kids scream, and then they all like just love each other. It was really cute. And I was like, look, JC's got his family. And I'm like, JC, I have some big news to tell you. I told him I am getting a dog today.
Oh.
I am expanding my family. Oh. I'm getting a little family.
This is Justin, who just moved into a brand new apartment with his roommate.
Who has a dog?
No, she doesn't.
No, we don't have a dog.
This is going to be a new dog. The first dog of the apartment.
Yeah.
So you're getting some little tiny little puppy, right?
No, it's a golden retriever. So my friend ended up getting a extra golden retriever from someone else, but he can't take care of two.
Oh.
I've always wanted a golden retriever. That is like the perfect dog for me because they're so soft and cuddly and lovable and chill and fun.
And require some exercise in a yard.
Yes. And luckily, I live next to a really cool trail that I can take it running and walking on.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
every day, Justin.
Every day. Oh, yeah. That's easy.
Cold. Hot.
Okay, your biggest mistake is saying it's easy. Anyone that has a dog knows it's not easy.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't say it's easy.
It's not going to be easy.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be hard.
I'm excited. I guess that's why I'm saying it's easy because I'm looking forward to doing it.
And you can afford this and the shots and stuff. You can afford all of it.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Shots gonna run you about $200-$300 a year.
I mean, it's not gonna get sick anytime soon. I hope.
Now, hold on.
Oh my
God. They normally let you know, and they do it at the most convenient time.
So
it doesn't have shots right now, correct?
No, it's semi potty trained. And
how old is it?
It's 9 months.
And
he came with a name too. His name's Bo. Ooh.
I had a dog named Bo growing up.
Did you spell B-O or did you spell it B-A-U-E?
B-E-A-U.
B-A-U.
Well, look.
That's how we're going to spell it.
Your podcast partner, Nick Adams.
Yes.
He is a golden.
He has a golden retriever, so he's very well versed in how these dogs are brought up. And
I love goldens, too. I just won't get one because I don't have the room.
I won't get one just because of all the hair.
The hair, yeah. No, I'd like one.
So I think Nick was giving you some advice, and he was telling me what he was telling you. Come on in, Nick.
What's up, Nick?
Nick, how does Nick feel about it?
I was happy for Justin, and then you start thinking about how tough it is to have a dog.
It is.
And Nick brought up some very good points.
I've told Justin 100 times in the past this is a bad idea.
And we all have.
Why do you think it's a bad idea,
Nick? Because Justin can barely take care of himself.
Amen.
I'm concerned about the dog here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where this dog could go to a family that could really love it, take care of it, afford the things.
Anna's coming in.
What you need to do. No. Food is expensive. Golden retrievers are big dogs. They need a lot of food.
Yeah.
They need a lot of exercise.
They're hyper.
And, you know, Justin, you've said that, like, yesterday on our podcast we were talking about, you were saying that you and your roommate are getting a dog.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, when Justin has these great ideas, I have to be the dad and say, time out.
Yeah.
I know there's a shiny object dangling in front of you.
Because they are very cute.
Let's think.
This is the point Nick made that made me go, whoa.
Don't live together in a few years. You guys will move on. Whose dog is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for stuff? Because if y'all are splitting expenses now...
Who gets the dog?
That's the plan to split it?
But no, I don't think there was a plan to split it.
It's your dog.
Anyway, I would assume so,
okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
I mean, because I'm the one that got it. But I had to ask her for permission for the dog, because we're roommates, right?
She lives there, yes.
You can't just bring in a whole... So I'm like, is it okay if we get a dog?
Okay, so here's the thing. So that's your dog.
Yeah.
It's going to live in there with your roommate.
Yes. She's excited.
She's excited. I'm sure she is, because it's a cute puppy. This dog is going to get hyper and excited, and you guys are going to be at work.
Yeah.
What is going to happen when he goes in her room one time and eats her most expensive pair of shoes?
We're getting a kennel, so hopefully
you cannot kennel
all the time.
You can't kennel the golden retriever.
Well, when we're gone,
just when you're gone,
not all the time.
No, not all the time, but when we're gone.
How much do you pay for dog food?
But you're gone all the time. You're not going to keep it.
I'm not gone all the time.
I'm weird. I don't like that people keep their dog in crates all the time when they're
not
home.
Okay, don't tell me how to dog parent. Okay? We're not going to get there.
Oh, that's right. From
I'm not
going
to be dog parent.
You're
going to
get a giant dog in a cage when you're gone for 12 hours.
And then Al puts Curtis in a crate, right?
No, I don't put Curtis in a crate. He's got the run of the house. But he's with me. Other than when I'm here, he's with me.
Right.
It's one thing when you're potty training. It's another thing.
I did train him when I was potty training.
And he's a baby, and he's still new, so he needs to, like, be in a cage for his own good. Yeah. And then whenever he starts getting comfortable with my place, then by cage.
Slowly release him out into the wild? Okay.
I think that you're loving and that you could be responsible enough, maybe. I think it's going to take time. It's going to be hard. But I worry about the financial side of it for you because having a dog is expensive. So much more expensive than you realize sometimes.
You know, Justin, true or false, once a month, you're worried about buying food or going out to the clubs.
Sometimes.
I mean, it happens all the time.
So it's going to be feed the dog or go out to the club.
You know, yeah. $40-$50 every few weeks for a big bag of dog food or not going out that weekend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just something that you're going to have to do. And I just want to make sure you know that.
Going
out, just looking at
you
the
can't
fun
buy a new
thing.
Outfit.
Oh my god, y'all just turned getting a dog into like the most boring thing ever right now. I'm excited for this fluffy thing coming
Justin,
into my life.
Also, one of your New Year's resolutions, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, was to like, you know, be more responsible and grow up, and that's just like part of it. You have to think about the boring side of the responsibilities.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Again, I'm saying this because I care about the dog.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if you don't have money in your bank account. I care if the dog's going to eat. You know?
Yeah. If you can't handle the dog, I'll take it.
Oh, really?
What? So you have a godmother.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Jenna's
my gosh.
A dog mother.
A dog mother.
Well, because I want the dog to be taken care of, and I know that I could take care of it. I don't want a dog right now, necessarily, but if I see that if that dog seems somewhat abused or neglected, I'm going to take that dog.
You're going to call, like, CPS?
DPS. Dog Protection
Service. Yeah, Animal Protective Services.
All right, let's congratulate Jenna on having a dog here in 6 months.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting some text messages. If you're just joining us, part-time Justin is adopting a puppy. And we were giving him the pros and cons. He knew all the pros.
They support Justin in his decision.
They do. Patrick wrote us and said, guys, that is Justin growing as a responsible person. If he understands the financial side of having a pet and he still is willing and able to care for the pet, I say support him. He obviously has a heart of gold, and he does. Justin does mean well, and I think he could do it. Then the realist text came in and said, hey, just for your information, my golden retriever ate 7 socks. $4,500 to remove the socks.
That's a dangerous thing when they eat
the socks,
a sock or underwear or pantyhose.
But Jenna says she is willing, if something does go down, to take in this puppy. She is the dog mother.
Good.
The godmother, dog mother is what she is.
I want one. I'm trying to resist.
I
wanted another dog. But if I see it, if it's a struggle, then yes, I'll figure it out.
Hey, I meant to tell you guys, you remember how I was bragging last week that I... or 2 weeks ago that I connected the speakers in my house, and I felt all proud.
Yeah.
And they were working.
Yeah.
Emphasis on work.
What happened, dude?
What would it change?
So Chloe was using the surround sound thing that I set up.
Yeah.
And there were speakers in the back, 2 in the middle, 2 in the front. That whole good setup. I felt good. I had the receiver.
That's so good.
Well, yesterday, she was watching her show, and she started screaming, I can't hear.
Oh boy.
And I walked in there, and you can hear one of the characters talking from the TV show, but the other one was just lips moving.
Oh.
And you could hear music.
How does that happen?
But not sound effects.
That's weird.
So I must have connected something wrong.
I've never heard anybody say one character on a TV show you can hear him talking,
know,
but the other ones you can't hear him talking.
It was so weird.
Never happened.
It was happening. Yeah, one character was talking, but the other one was not coming through. So there's obviously some sort of
one channel wasn't.
One channel's not connected correctly. I just thought I had it, man. I thought I did a manly thing.
You did. It worked right.
For a minute.
It worked right for a minute.
I think I need to call one of the Geek Squad people to come come say what's up real quick.
Yeah, you did the equivalent of what I did when I was trying to put up that shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked good for a minute.
I probably did something to make it worse, and I probably blew a speaker.
Oh, gosh.
Because I connected it incorrectly. I thought I did it right.
It ends up being more expensive, and you put a bunch of time in.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a lot of time.
I'll send my guy over.
Man. Oh. I thought I had it. I was that close. What, you don't trust Al's guys?
I know Al cheaps out a lot.
No, not on audio.
Not on audio.
Not on audio, but on other things?
Yeah, I cheap out on some stuff. I do. I will admit it.
That's the best piece of advice I ever got when I would complain about moving in college and paying people cheap. My mom was always like, Jenna, you get what you pay
absolutely
for.
Absolutely.
You get what you pay for.
Yep. I paid for nothing, and I got nothing.
Yeah.
My son was so cool, though, Kaysen, because we were playing more. It was when Justin was there, and Justin left, and Kaysen came up, and he goes, Papa, it's okay. You put in the effort.
You did.
You tried.
To try to make
good,
me feel better.
Good for him to understand.
You're saying
that.
A good example of effort.
Yeah.
Of effort, yeah. So, yeah. I'll be calling either your guy or the Geek Squad.
Yeah, either one. Doesn't matter.
I know it's going to cost me a little extra.
Probably.
I know. It's okay, though.
Hey, you tried, like you said.
You doing a big Super Bowl party this weekend?
We tried.
What happened? A lot of people's Super Bowl parties are falling apart.
Why?
Yeah. I'm getting last-minute group texts. Hey, our plans fell through, so does anybody want to come over? It's just like these last-minute scrambling
things.
Huh.
We were going to do one for the parents that that have kids.
Yeah.
So bring the kids over, let them go play upstairs, and then we'll watch the game.
Y'all do that stuff all the time.
We do. But we only have a select few friends that live nearby us that are willing to do that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Our friends decided to get babysitters, and they're going to go to proper Super Bowl parties, which is fine.
Too late for you, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's too late for... No, not too late. Kinsey loves that because she can take care of the kids, and she thinks that all the girls will want to come upstairs and hang out there, and they can have girl talk.
Oh, she didn't want to
watch the commercials and stuff, though.
Yeah, my wife does not care for football one bit.
Yeah, I didn't realize that fully, and I've known Kinsey forever. But until we were watching the last 2 minutes of a playoff game at the bar that night,
yeah,
and her and another girl just started FaceTiming someone and walked out. It was the last 2 minute drive of the Cowboy game, and I'm sitting there with JC and my boyfriend, and I'm like, "What are those girls doing?"
Exactly.
Hey,
so that's what my friend's wife told her. She's like, "Well, I actually want to watch the game, and I know you don't."
Yeah.
So.
Oh, now Kinsey's iced out.
So Kinsey, yeah. Well, when it comes to football, and I told her, look, there are women that love football, and mm-hmm. Our friends' wives happen to be a couple of those girls that want to watch the game.
Yeah.
One good thing to watch for is the first male cheerleaders at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Who's having male cheerleaders?
I want
the
to
Rams?
Say it's the Rams. I want to say there's two of them.
Wow.
First male NFL cheerleaders.
They play it all the season?
I guess so.
I
hadn't been keeping up with the Rams. Yeah.
I have been wondering why they don't have your typical cheerleading squad, because now colleges have the stunts and stuff. I like that.
They do stunts in the NFL, though. They just do the dance routines, right?
Yeah, they're just dance routines.
Yeah, they have two. Oh, you're right, the Rams.
And the one team, Kelly, that does not have a cheerleading squad at all is the...
I want to say the Packers.
You're correct.
Yeah, the Packers.
You're
that's also the one team that's public. It's owned by the fans.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you can own a piece of the Packers if you're a shareholder.
Sure, you've heard this, but Super Bowl commercials going for $5.25 million.
Yeah.
That's $175,000 per second.
Is that a record? Is that about average, lower?
A
what is
record.
It
is a record. $5.25 million for a 30-second spot.
Isn't it a record every single year?
Yeah,
yes,
pretty much.
High.
Keeps going up.
I want to do those prop bets.
What are those?
Where they, like, there's a bet where you can bet how many times they're going to show the get back coach that everybody's talking about.
Right.
And that's the coach that is in charge of making sure that the Rams coach does not bump into the officials.
He pulls him back.
Right.
He's just doing a little dance with him. And every time he gets close to the official, they pull him back. So how many times do you think they're going to feature him and say, there's a coach, I forgot his name, but there's the get back coach.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be responsible for counting all that.
Mm-hmm.
What a pain.
One thing you can do with your group. You can do the industry. What industry is the first commercial break going to be? Everybody puts in $1 or $2 or whatever while the game's going on.
So it's ongoing every commercial
break?
Yeah.
It can be. You know, and everybody puts in $1. And then you say, okay, I'll take transportation. I'll take insurance. I'll take blah, blah. I'll take this. And then the first commercial comes on. It's Dodge, whatever. Okay, whoever got Dodge gets the whole pot of money. Then you can do it again for the next commercial break. It kind of makes it fun.
Yeah. Well, I'll be doing that with just me and my wife. So if anybody wants to come over to our house.
Are you doing the big spread? That's the thing. The dangerous part of Super Bowl parties is gaining 5 pounds.
Right.
You're just stuffing your face the whole time.
My wife makes the buffalo chicken dip that she learned to make from Lacey from production.
Really good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Wait, I thought that was mine.
Was it yours? It was somebody that taught her how to make it. It might have been you.
Yeah, that's my famous dip.
Yeah, the Jenna dip then.
I don't know. I guess Lacey makes it too.
Somebody makes it. I forget
she's
which one
it
was.
Monday.
But Kinsey stole it from one of you, whether it's you or Lacey.
It's the best.
It's so good. That's actually the number one search for thing, according for
buffalo
football.
Dip.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, it's so easy. You buy a rotisserie chicken. You need a cup of ranch. You need a bottle of wing sauce and a pack of cream cheese. And
you don't do blue cheese?
Tear it up. I like ranch more. You can do blue cheese,
yeah.
But you mix it all together and you cook it for half an hour, and it's so good, so easy.
And some more facts. The New York Giants don't have cheerleaders, Big Al.
Oh, okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers also don't have cheerleaders.
Hmm.
Look at that. The Saints have had male cheerleaders all year, according to the Saints fan.
Really?
Look at that.
I didn't know that was a thing now. Is this new this year?
We're trying out, Big Al.
You gotta have dance moves.
Well, yeah, dance moves.
And I'm not being the top guy, the one up here on top of the
Don't
pyramid.
Don't you worry, buddy. You're the base.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.